All right, everybody. Wednesday, April 19th, 2023. Nice little couplet today. I'm sure everybody will enjoy it. 21:59 reps for time of dumbbell box step-ups and knees to elbows. So important things about this. It says you choose the box height, and that's because I don't want to just... Pardon me. One of my children is sick. With three kids, there's always somebody sick. I don't want to just arbitrarily assign a box height because... depending upon whether or not you're in the shorter or the taller side, it could be just unnecessary and too much. So whatever box height, when you step one foot up onto the box, somebody looked at you from profile, that upper leg would have the knee just higher than the hip. Great. That's all you need to do. It doesn't need to be 6 inches higher than the hip, just slightly higher than the hip. You're good to go. So whatever box height gets that accomplished, you got it. For this workout, I would like to see the dumbbell box step-ups to be able to be accomplished because of the loading at a challenging but steady pace. I don't want to see a lot of breaks in there. The knees to elbows is probably where the breaks will come, even though it's the unloaded movement, right? So oftentimes the gymnastics movement is the more challenging one, and knees to elbows are very challenging. Not knees to triceps, not knees to armpits, but actual knees touching elbows. And so I can see those getting broken up several times per round. Totally good to go. And hey, you know, if you do have to stop on the dumbbell box step-ups, no worries. But between the two, I think most people will have more challenge with the knees to elbows. To be clear, I know it's an odd number of repetitions. Your legs will be perfectly fine if one leg does one more box step-up per round. So it's 21 total in the first round, not 21 per leg. You're alternating. So you step up with one leg, that's one rep. Then you step up with the other leg, that's rep number two. Then you step up with the other leg, that's rep number three. You step up with the other leg, that's rep number four. Until you get to 21 total, not 21 per leg. So on rep number 21, you stop, you do your 21 knees to elbows, then you play that same game with the 15 and the 9 as well. For the wild card option, same deal with the dumbbell box step-ups, but now instead of the knees to elbows, you have the option to do V-ups or hanging knee raises, and either one will be good to go. Just tap wild card, and you can log your score there and be awesome. Scaled option, still has the dumbbell box step-ups, so you're still choosing the height. We knock down the loading, and then we have hanging knee raises, which are the same as an option for the wild card, but the scaled has hanging knee raises or sit-ups. So again, choosing the right height, choosing the right loading on the dumbbells, overwhelming majority of people will be able to find something that works for them. It's the gymnastics movement that people are probably going to need more options to find one that really works well for them. So this is a couplet. So the goal is to be moving at a faster pace, shorter time domain, higher intensity, so to speak. So again, that doesn't need to mean unbroken, but finding something that allows you to be at your threshold, that's where you want to be. In the limited equipment crew, assuming that they don't have a box, and so they have 20 meters of dumbbell front rack walking lunges per round. So it's going to be a good day. Hope you enjoy that. For most of us, it is a rest day tomorrow. I encourage you to take it, and I'll see you on Friday.